Hi, welcome to Let's Talk Bonds, the weekly podcast from INR Bonds. I'm Arjun Panchsethi. And in this podcast, given the recent developments by the regulators on strictures against a couple of two, three NBFCs, we will see what the impact of these regulatory oversight on the lenders and on the whole system as a whole. How does it impact bond investors? Now, just the background is that the RBI and SEBI have increased their scrutiny, and they have placed a few strictures, starting with Paytm, and then they went on to IIFL and JM Finance recently. Now, we are not going into the why they've done that and what is the main cause and what are all the issues that are surrounding that. That is left to the regulators and the companies themselves to sort it out. But what does it send signals to the market and to bond investors as a whole? That is what we are going to cover in this podcast. Just before that, if you are a financial advisor, log into our partner portal. See, select the best bonds with the most information available, with most transparency, so that investors are completely aware of what kind of investments they are making. And in the partner portal, you can find bonds ranging from government bonds, portfolio baskets of government bonds to corporate bonds to commercial papers and certificate of deposit, state development loans and treasury bills. Across all products, you can invest for your clients depending on the risk profile and the return profile. Log into partner portal, become a partner, and can see your fixed income assets and our advice or management grow. Coming back to the podcast today, now the first impact of any regulatory action on any entity is that on the market, on the bond market or even equities, is that the reaction is that the markets tend to, if lower, tends to reduce the liquidity of those particular instruments, because investors tend to avoid any kind of fresh investments, largely because of the fact that they would like to wait to see the developments going through and then get more comfort that everything is getting stabilized before they make fresh investments. So immediate liquidity could actually dry down or become very low, and this could be an issue. So the second development is that, what about the other bonds in the system, other lenders? So investors will start to increase the scrutiny on the other financial entities or other corporates that issue bonds. And this will lead to investors becoming very selective and look to charge a higher risk premium for any company or any bond issuer they find that fundamentals are not very, very strong. So all in this, with the scrutiny increasing, the bonds of fundamentally weaker kind of issuers may see higher yields getting demanded by investors to invest in their bonds. The third is that this could also lead to more interest in bonds of issuers where investors believe they are extremely well governed, fundamentals are strong. Now, whether it could be, need not necessarily be only AAA issuers because they are higher safety rating, but even it can go down to the lower rated issuers where investors are extremely comfortable with the whole profile of the companies and their issuers. So these are three main aspects that can lead to, that can that will impact the market, bond market. And bond investors now will, one is if they are holding bonds of companies that have been, they have invested in and that have faced regulatory action, will either will have to hold to maturity till end, or they may even, if they see any kind of level they want to exit, they might want to do that. Else, if they are very comfortable with the issuer and believe that, you know, things can be very Okay. They might even search for higher yields on such issuers if somebody else is selling. So these are the three kinds of investor behaviors in bond investors who already invested in companies that have been faced regulatory strictures. The second is that the fresh investments, now, like I mentioned, that if they are evaluating more investments, they might just look to demand higher yields for those issuers. They believe that they're reasonably good, but can you know they, can they have a question mark on the whole fundamental aspect of it and how they can how they can evolve as they go along. And would the main question they would ask us, would these issuers have any kind of a regulatory oversight and any strictures that could potentially happen going forward? That's very difficult to say, but definitely the signals it sends out to the issuers is that investors can become very choosy and picky at this point of time, and they might become segmented in the true sense of the word, where they will invest in only companies they are very comfortable with. And the third is obviously the fact that what about the behavior of other stakeholders in other in issuers, where there could be potentially any kind of a stricture, or strictures have already happened. Now, would they want to continue the relationship or increase the relationship or show this some support and all this? So if that those are the kinds of thoughts that would go into the other stakeholders' minds. Normally, we find that if there are investors, and if these companies are, if any issuers has any strictures, and their existing stakeholders are very confident of these companies, and their liquidity profile is pretty good, then they tend to invest more in their, just to show their strong support, invest in equity or invest in their bonds and in their debt as well, which is a very good sign for the other investors. So the signal it sends out here to the issuer here itself is that they need to show some show the support that they are enjoying from their existing investors, and that could calm the markets and assuage other investors that everything is now, it's just it's this all this will get sorted out as they assuage the regulators and comply with the regulations and get back into a better process. But more importantly, other issuers who are who will have to tighten up their strings, and they would have to make sure that their governance and compliance standard is extremely high, so that they don't face any kind of regulatory strictures that can potentially happen if they are not compliant or they are not governed very well. So the main thing here is that they'll have to convince the market and the regulators that the governance is top class, there are no issues, and that the way they run their business is extremely strong. That's the primary key for bond investors here. So investors now, bond investors will have to start increasing scrutiny, look for the best issuers, and if you can look for the best issuers with the most governance record, and all so and those who are carry lower leverage than others, and also that they can be very comfortable with the fact that these companies issuers may not come into a very strong regulatory scrutiny as we go along. So if that happens, then bond investors issuing investing in good quality companies will enjoy the benefits of the returns that they provide, while if they do not do their own due diligence, then they might just find that they have made a wrong choice in the investments they have made. So in to other extent, to what is the implicate, what are the positive implications of this for the whole bond market as a whole is that the regulators are increasing scrutiny and they are keeping a strict watch on anything that is they believe that could lead to a financial instability, which itself is a good sign that regulators are protecting investors through higher levels of scrutiny, and which will actually deepen and widen the bond markets as a whole, and investors will have a much better grip on the kind of investments they make with given that the regulators are increasing their scrutiny. Thank you very much for listening in. Do follow us on all podcast channels and check out their partner portal if you are financial advisors for the best for the most information and all that transparency that is required for advisors to showcase bonds to their investors.